David Stockdale, welcome to the Albion, welcome to the Amex. What about your first match at the Amex?
Beautiful surroundings to play in. Difficult game, difficult teams to play against, and just getting used to the surroundings of my players. And look, it wasn't that bad. Southampton, a very good team. There's positives to take out of the game.
Just tell us a little bit about going back to coming to the Albion. Why the Albion, David?
The infrastructure that you've got that we've got now, should I say, is a different class. It's a Premier League infrastructure. The ambitions from the chairman down to the manager and goalkeeper coach and even the players now is something that I want to be involved in.
Was that something that struck you immediately when you got to the club, or was it something you were aware of?
When the interest came, I spoke to a few people about the club. Bobby Zamora being one. He told me about the people and the club itself and how good it would be down here.
How big an influence was Antti Niemi in making your decision to come here?
A very big one. He looked after me at Fulham when I first went in as a young keeper. I know what he's about, I know what his training is, I know what kind of person he is, he knows what person I am. So that was a massive decision.
In terms of the infrastructure, obviously, you know, we have the Amex, there's the new training ground. Now, how impressive has that facility been, the new training ground at Lancet?
It's unbelievable. It left me speechless the first time I went, and it's a credit to the club and the community that they can use it, and hopefully they can start to bring players through from young ages and use the facility for it.
You've played in the Premier League, you've been on the verge of playing for England. What about a decision to drop down into the Championship?
Well, I was already in the Championship. For me, I'm not a person that prides myself on need to be in the Premier League. I'm a person that needs games. I want to play. There's no better place to come and play here. I want to be in the Premier League, don't get me wrong. I've got ambitions like everybody else, but I don't think it was that big a decision when I knew that the ambition of the club and what faith he was going to put in me. So I'm happy with the move and so is all my family.
10 days ago until the start of the season, or 9 days, I think. Whereabouts are the Albion? Where do you think they are in terms of their preparation?
Well down the line. I mean, that was my first game in 2.5 months, so I feel a bit rusty, but the lads look fit and it was a good test today. Mental test as well, when we went down it so early. It's hard to keep going. There's negatives and there's positives, but I think there's more positives and they're a proper Premier League side. So look, we can't just go all out and say, oh no, what are we going to do because we lost 3-1. But I think there's a lot to take into next week, and next week is going to be a big week for us, as in training wise and tactically, and the manager getting round us like he has done.
And how much does that involve working with the other goalkeepers as well, David, in the next few days to come?
Yeah, definitely. I've got a great group of lads. I've been fortunate enough to work with a good group at Fulham and then come into a great group here. I knew Casper before. And then there's Christian Walton, who's shaping up to be a very, very good goalkeeper.
And Sheffield Wednesday, first game up. I mean, many tough games in the Championship. Yeah. Is that something you're really looking forward to, though?
Yeah, I enjoyed my time at Hull City, getting promoted with them. So I'm really relishing the opportunity to go and show people what I can do. And if that's helping the Albion to Premier League, then that'll be perfect.
And you've had a chance to meet the lads. What do you think of the group of players, Danny?
Great group of lads have welcomed me in with open arms. And I'm happy to be here. And I'm so looking forward to the start of the season. I just need a few more minutes under my belt and then we'll be off and flying, hopefully.